Good morning, I'm Eric Olander with the Metro News Asia Report. The ousting of Mikhail Gorbachev has caught Asian leaders by surprise. A spokesman for Japan's foreign ministry says Tokyo is watching the events in the Soviet Union very closely.
The Japanese government is monitoring with grave concern the situation and also how things would develop from here. And the Japanese government also, strongly hopes policies, actually positive and affirmative policies, pursued under perestroika and new thinking diplomacy, would not be affected by the current, situation.
Japanese Foreign Ministry spokesman Makoto Yamanaka. Relations between Japan and the Soviet Union have warmed significantly since Gorbachev came to power. Tokyo and Moscow have entered into a regular dialogue on issues of mutual concern. The last round of talks was held last month. A Chinese Communist Workers' delegation has left for Moscow despite upheaval in the Soviet Union. The decision seems to suggest Beijing's intentions to project an image of business as usual with Moscow. China's government and Communist Party issued no immediate comment on the news that the government had been replaced by a hardline ruling committee. The end of the Gorbachev era could have a serious impact on relations between North and South Korea. Metro News correspondent Robin Bowman reports from Seoul on the reaction there.
A spokesman for the South Korean Defense Ministry refused to comment on the current alert status of the South Korean military in response to Gorbachev's ouster. A spokesman for the U.S. military said he knew of no changes in normal alert status. South Korea has not responded officially to news reports that Soviet President Gorbachev has been removed from power. Assistant Foreign Minister Chang Man-soon said that Seoul has not received any information from Moscow. Chang said, "We are now dependent on the flow of news from the press." He said, "The picture is not clear enough to make a statement." Earlier, Korean radio quoted high-ranking ministry officials as saying that South Korea will respond to events in the Soviet Union after close consultations with friendly nations. At this point, South Korea's biggest concern is likely to be the coup's impact on North-South relations. As a longtime ally of North Korea, the Soviet Union has played an important role in bringing the two Koreas closer together. South Korea established formal relations with the Soviet Union less than 1 year ago. Gorbachev visited South Korea earlier this year in the first visit ever by a Soviet head of state to either South or North Korea. In return for Soviet recognition, South Korea agreed to an aid package of $3 billion U.S. dollars in direct and tied loans. In the first half of this year, two-way trade between Korea and the Soviet Union totaled $524 million U.S. dollars. South Korea's exports to the Soviet Union rose nearly 7% to $214 million. Imports, meanwhile, rose 86% to $310 million. Robin Bullman, Metro News, Seoul.
News of Gorbachev's demise has not affected the outcome of the three-day Taiwan-Soviet fishery talks. We have more now from Metro's Hope Go.
Under the terms of a memorandum of discussion, ROC boats will be allowed to fish in the North Pacific. In exchange, the Soviet Union wants to begin having boats built and repaired on Taiwan. While the bilateral talks yielded no concrete results, they were expected to set the groundwork for a new fisheries cooperation. Despite the current political turmoil in the Soviet Union, ROC officials remain optimistic. CRA Vice Chairman Chiu Maoyin claims the unrest will not affect the new document, as the discussions were not a government-to-government accord. For Metro News, Hope Go, Taipei.
The Indian government has reacted with caution to the overthrow of Mikhail Gorbachev, describing it as an internal matter for the Soviet Union. India's foreign minister hopes it won't adversely affect relations between the two countries. Edmund Roy reports from New Delhi that only last week India and the USSR extended a treaty of friendship and cooperation for another 20 years.
In an interview to a local newspaper, India's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Eduardo Filario, said that developments in the Soviet Union were an internal matter. He said his government was watching the happenings closely. He added that relations between India and the Soviet Union were durable and these developments would not affect those ties. Mr. Filaria also said the new president of the Soviet Union, Mr. Yanayev, is well known in India as he is the president of the Indo-Soviet Friendship Society. The minister's statement was, however, not endorsed by the Indian Foreign Office, whose official spokesman, Aftab Sid, denied all knowledge of it.
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know what statement he's made. I haven't seen a copy of it.
I don't know who he's spoken to. I have no knowledge of his remarks, none at all. That once again brought into focus the lack of coordination in India's Foreign Office. It also proved just how confused India's foreign policy planners get when confronted by developments of this magnitude. India's opposition, however, did not show this confusion. Former Foreign Minister Inder Kumar Gujral described the removal of Mikhail Gorbachev as ominous. He said that India should be seriously concerned about the happenings in the Soviet Union, since Indo-Soviet relations were a matter of high value. Hindu right-wing leader L.K. Advani wanted the Prime Minister to make a statement in Parliament on how these developments would affect Indo-Soviet relations. India and the Soviet Union had only last week extended for another 20 years the Indo-Soviet Treaty of Peace and Friendship, first signed in 1971. The question for India's foreign policy makers now is what turn the new Soviet foreign policy will take and whether the exclusivity of Indo-Soviet relations will continue under the new dispensation. That may perhaps explain why India's Foreign Office prefers to remain silent on one of the most important political developments to take place in the Soviet Union in recent years. Edmund Roy, Metro News, New Delhi.
That's a look at Asian news this half hour. I'm Eric Olander. Stay tuned for more news and information coming up right after this.
Thank you, Eric. With the time approaching 3 minutes before 6 o'clock, it's time for sports with Scott Seckel.
Scott Seckel from Metro Sports. Soviet athletes abroad are calling home to check on friends and family. Some in their homeland are trying to find ways of getting out and going to international sports events. A team of American soccer players who flew out of Moscow a day before the coup.